We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, let's get to it. The Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, Don Bailey Jr. He is down in Coral Gables getting all ready and set for the Mario Cristobal presser this morning. Don, good morning. It's got to be a happy morning there in Coral Gables, huh?
Oh, it's a great morning here in Coral Gables. It's a little bit of a reunion. Joaquin Gonzalez is here, Brett Romberg, Don Bailey. All these old offensive linemen are hobbling around here, Joe, and it's an interesting morning.
What is I'm just curious. I've been all over the board on this, not having any idea what was going to happen. What have the last 24 hours been like for you?
A million phone calls, a million questions, and just no hard answer. And it just came out, and it was what it was Mario Cristobal as head coach for the University of Miami, and a new era begins, Joe. I just think, you know, it's unsettling, of course, no matter what university you're at or what position you're at the university when you don't have an athletic director. You know, that creates some uncertainty. And then, of course, there's a head coaching change. And fortunately, Mario stepped right in and is going to give this program leadership immediately.
Are you do you think he's got his coaches in play yet? Or is you think he's still working on that? Do you expect he'll have all nine coaches in place with him?
So I don't know. You know, in today's world with contracts and agents, coaches have agents and everything that's involved in making any kind of change. Back in the day, it used to be, you know, the wave of a wand. And I don't see it that they can be that quick these days. I think that there's a few things more involved, but I certainly believe that he's got a complete understanding of what he's looking for out of his staff. I think that he's going to bring a fair amount, if not all, the people from Oregon. And there's some people on in this area and other areas in the country. I mean, he lost an offensive coordinator at Oregon to Akron. So that position he does not have available that will carry over. So we know that one's going to be looked at immediately.
Don, 3, 4, or 5 weeks ago, did you think this could ever happen where Mario would be able to come back here and coach his team with the uncertainty around Manny and the program and the football team in general and the possibility of looking for a new head coach at the end of the year? Did you ever, was the possibility real for you that Mario could come back and be this coach?
You know, guys, I have to be completely honest with you. I always stay focused on the coach that is here. I'm not a guy that ever looks into who the next coach is going to be or any of those type things. I was focused on Manny Diaz being the head coach. I was focused on winning the next football game and preparing for the next contest. Obviously, towards the once Blake James was let go, you know, it seemed apparent that there could be other changes here at the athletic department. And I know this, I am grateful that Mario Cristobal is the head coach at the University of Miami. He is a guy that has trained his entire adult life for this job. He was an All-Big East player. He won two national championships here at Miami. The path that he took from a player to the path that he is right this second, everything he's done has been a building block towards today. And I think it's an amazing opportunity for the University of Miami. I think it's an amazing opportunity for Mario Cristobal. And the sky is the limit here. What has gone on at the University of Miami, let's say, in the last 2 months with the dedication to the athletic department, the funding that's been promised, the way that this program is going to be catapulting itself into the national picture immediately. And I mean, when I say meeting, I mean today, when Coach is announced as the head coach at the University of Miami, things are going to start moving very, very quick.
Don, real quickly, have you talked to Mario since he's been here yet? Have you had a chance to speak to him?
No, I'm going to see him very shortly here.
Okay.
I had a chance to speak with Alex Mirabal, who is
his right-hand man.
Yep. Yeah, and you can see why. He does a great job, and he does a fine job as an offensive line coach. And as you mentioned, he is his right hand man.
All right, and the second one: where the hell did all this money come from, and where's it been? We were talking to Jimmy early this morning. We're gonna have him coming up here again. He's going, yeah, man. Where did all these guys come from? I didn't know we had so many billionaires.
Joe, I don't know where they came from, but I hope they don't leave. I mean, listen, you know, since day one, since the existence of the University of Miami, it's always been, you know, what can we save and how do we push this and get a little more out of this and do a little bit more out of this, and can you help here and can you help there? And it's nice to see that these people that are behind this have just done, in reality, it's almost a miracle if you've been around this program for as many years as I have, and how they are putting Miami in a position to catapult themselves again into the national picture, because that's what this is about, guys. Let's not kid each other. This is about Miami building every single day to get into the national picture and get into the win the Coastal, win the ACC, and compete for a national championship.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I thought it was a coup when they were able to get Mark Richt here a couple years back when he was let go, and then all of a sudden he became, but this is just something different. I think Mario's wanted to be here for a while, or at least thought about it, and all of a sudden now today, in a little while, he's going to be the head coach of this team. I just think it's amazing that it got to this and came to this point with the University of Miami.
Well, you know, Zach, I said that earlier. You know, if you look at Mario's career, and I've been around him since he's been here. I was around him as a player, and I've obviously been around him when he was a graduate assistant and when he was the offensive line coach. And you look at the path, you know, him going with Greg Schiano to Rutgers, what those guys did there, nobody talks about that. They changed that whole program around, and that was, you know, with effort and attitude and a commitment to making sure that they're going to recruit certain areas and that they are going to make a program that has been irrelevant relevant. And then he goes and he's back at Miami. What he did at FIU is absolutely amazing. He took them to bowl games there. He did, and then obviously, you know, the time with Coach Saban in Alabama, where he was the assistant head coach and offensive line coach, where he was named, I think he was the number two recruiter in America while he was there. So, you know, this man has spent his entire career preparing himself, I believe, for this day, because who doesn't play here and grow up and want to come back here and coach? I mean, that's a fairy tale story, but he's worked it so hard that it came true, and he's earned it. He has earned the right to be here as the head coach of the University of Miami.
Number one job right now is keep more top players home for you.
Yeah, Joe, I think that recruiting in this falls right in Coach Cristobal's wheelhouse. He is a recruiting maniac. And if you are able to select the players that fit your program, and they also happen to be the best players in the country at their position, you're going to win football games. And I was looking at the commitment list and of the guys that were at Oregon and then the guys that were here, and you see a comment from Earl Little about, oh, Miami's back into it, and you see guys that they're recruiting that are 4- and 5-star guys that are at Oregon. Well, I want to look at Miami. So the attraction of Coach Cristobal and his system and his staff and the way that he does things is really known throughout the country, because he's had to recruit nationally. It's just not been Dave Brower in Palm Beach County. He is a national recruiter with connections throughout the United States America.
Yep.
And Don, you need that. You need that today.
Don, enjoy this afternoon. Enjoy the next hour or two of your life. It's going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure, for you.
Thanks, Don.
Anytime, guys.
All right. Don Bailey Jr. live from Coral Gables. We're going to take a break, but Jimmy Johnson is going to join us next year on the show before we get to the Mario Cristobal press conference that's coming up at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. Jimmy Johnson, though, coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.